Concert Hall, presenting two outstanding American artists, James Melton, tenor, and Oscar Levant, pianist. As usual, your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome once again to Concert Hall. I am sure all of our listeners will enjoy Concert Hall today, for we are to have two of the finest artists ever made in America. Yes, yes, they are both American boys who have come up the hard way and made good. I'm referring to James Melton and Oscar Levant. Oscar Levant, who we shall hear first, was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in December 1906. As he takes his place at the Concert Grand, we prepare to listen to his first offering. It will be the Concerto in B-flat minor by Tchaikovsky. Oscar Levant. Thank you. the enthusiastic applause, we look forward to his second selection. This is an interesting work by Poulet, very short but full of rich musical content. It is titled simply Exercise, Mr. Levant. For his third selection, Oscar Levant turns to the great Johannes Brahms. We're to hear Oscar Levant in one of the famous Brahms waltzes, the waltz in A flat. Encore selections for piano is the Malaguena by Lecuona. This composition is dynamic in every sense of the word, and Oscar Levant shows it off to best advantage as he plays it for us at this time. The Malaguena, Oscar Levant. Thank you. Oscar Levant concludes the first half of our concert hall program by playing two very short excerpts from Vision Fugitive by Prokofiev. They're so short and the pause between them so brief that some of our audience might suspect they've only heard one selection. So, listen very closely if you want to detect the two separate excerpts. I'm sure you'll note the brilliant Prokofiev touch in this work. And now, Mr. Levant. For the second half of our concert hall program, we're to hear James Melton, Metropolitan Opera tenor. I'm sure you're all familiar with this good-looking gentleman, and you've probably heard him sing many times. For his initial offering, Mr. Melton turns to the great operatic composer Richard Wagner. Wagner wrote only one humorous opera, Die Meistersinger. In it, Walter, the hero, sings a song in competition with other villagers for the hand of the beautiful Eva. Of course, his song turns out to be successful, and he wins her hand. James Melton sings Walter's prize song from Die Meistersinger. One of James Melton's most famous selections happens to be The Hills of Home. He rarely does a program anywhere without including this as one of the high spots. Here he is with The Hills of Home.
In vain for rivers and for lakes, but over all my heart at sunset aches for hills of home, the hills of lifting hoary forests to the blast, when Indian summer's golden glow is past. Oh, hills of home, the hills of cloudy summits veiled in misty rain, or softly, dimly blue, or capped with snow. I'm homesick for you, mountains that I know. Oh,
having just sung a melody typically American, James Melton will now prove his versatility. He sings the songs of the old country with equal charm. His next selection will be a seldom heard Irish folk ballad from County Donegal. It's called She Moves Through the Fair. James Melton.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped walked away from me, and she went through the fair, and finally I watched her move here and move there, and then she went onward with one star away, as the swan in the evening moves over the lake. She came to me, she came softly in, so softly she came that her feet made no din, and she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long, Lord, till our wedding day.
It's time now for an encore by James Milton. And after that tender Irish ballad, we're going to listen to something from the pen of one of our young American composers, David Rose. You've often heard his Holiday for Strings, sometimes featuring the violin section, sometimes the brass, sometimes two pianos, and other instrumental forms. I think, though, that as a vocal rendition, it is seldom, if ever, heard. Well, that's just what James Milton is going to sing for us at this time. Holiday for Strings.
When I see you smile at me, I hear a haunting melody, and I surrender to the tender thrill it brings. A holiday for strings, sweet music all around me. Softly as the song begins, I hear a host of violins. Oh, can it only be my lonely heart that sings a holiday for strings, because your love has found me. Oh, the night a love song fills the air, I hear it everywhere, so sweetly telling me I'm yours completely. Breezes sigh, a newborn rhapsody. When you are close to me, there's music, never heard such lovely music. When I see you smile at me, I hear a haunting melody, and I surrender to the tender thrill it brings. A holiday for strings, sweet music all around me. When you're gone, it fades away, but when we meet, I hear it clear. From above, a song of love comes sweet and clear. Whenever you are near, the angels play a holiday for strings. Through the night, a love song fills the air. When angels play a holiday for strings.
Thank you, James Martin. And our thanks, too, to Oscar Levant, both contributing greatly to make this concert hall program a success. Until the next time, this is Lionel Barrymore saying goodbye.
Thank you, Lionel Barrymore. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.